June 29th. Jesus says, I will speak to you today as well, referring to the gospel. I will explain a sentence for you. One alone, but it has vast meanings. You consider it from only one standpoint. Your human limitation does not allow anything more. But my gospel is a spiritual work. Its meaning thus does not remain circumscribed to the material point I am speaking about, but spreads out like a sound and concentric, and ever vaster, circles embracing numerous meanings. I said to the rich young man, go, sell what you have, and come and follow me. You have thought that I was giving the evangelical counsel of poverty. I was, but not poverty as you understand it, not that only. Money, lands, buildings, and jewels are things you love, and it requires sacrifice for you to give up possessing them, or causes pain for you to lose them. But for the sake of a vocation, to love you are even able to strip yourselves of them. How many women have sold everything to keep a husband or lover which is worse and continue a vocation to human love? Others, for the sake of an idea, throw away their lives. Soldiers, scientists, politicians, and heralds of new, more or less just, social doctrines immolate themselves every day to their ideal, selling their lives, giving their lives for the beauty, or what they deem to be the beauty, of an idea. They become poor as regards the wealth of life, for the sake of their idea. Among my followers as well, many have been able, and are able to give up the wealth of life, offering it to me out of love for me, and their neighbor. A renunciation, much greater than giving up material wealth. But in my sentence there is still another meaning, as there is a wealth greater than gold and life and infinitely dearer. Intellectual wealth. One's own thought. How people hold on to it. There are writers, it is true, who dispense it to the throngs. But they do so for money, and, moreover, they never state their real thought. They say what is useful for their thesis, but they keep certain intimate illuminations locked in the coffer of their minds. For they are often painful thoughts over intimate afflictions or reproaches of their conscience, awakened by the voice of God. Well then, I tell you in truth that, since this is a greater and purer wealth, for it is intellectual wealth and thus incorporeal, giving it up has a different value in my eyes. What is set aflame in you, comes from the center of heaven, where I, the triune God am. It is not just, then, for you to say, this thought is mine. I am the Father and the God of all. The wealth of a son, which I give to a son, must be the enjoyment of all, and not exclusive to one. For that one who has, so to speak, deserved to be the repository, the recipient, there remains the joy of being such. But the gift should circulate among all. For I speak to one, for the sake of all. When someone finds a treasure, if he is honest, he hastens to give it to the person responsible, and does not keep it for himself in blameworthy fashion. The one who finds the treasure, my voice, must hand it over to his brothers and sisters. It is everyone's treasure. I do not love the greedy. Not even those greedy in mercy. There are many who pray for themselves, use indulgences for themselves, feed on me for themselves. Never a thought for others. It is their souls which are of interest to them. I do not like them. They will not be condemned, because they remain in my grace. But they have, only that minimum of grace which will save them from hell. The rest, which is to give them paradise, will have to be earned by them through centuries of purgatory. The greedy materially and spiritually, are gluttonous, voracious, and selfish. They stuff themselves. But it does them no good. Rather, this produces spiritual maladies in them. They become impotent for that spiritual agility which makes you capable of perceiving divine inspirations, regulating yourselves by them, and reaching heaven with security. Do you see how many meanings a gospel word of mine can have? And it has others still. Now, little one who are jealous of my secrets, control yourself. Don't turn the wealth I give you into unjust wealth. Regarding what I said to yesterday, don't think the person for whom you must make reparation is a consecrated soul whose vocation is wavering. No. She is a weak creature whom I had chosen, but who listened to the voices of creatures more than mine, and because of base human considerations lost her throne in the house of the spouse. Now she is suffering for it. But she lacks the strength to make reparation. I would still open my arms to her. Pray that she will be able to enter into the door of my mystical wedding hall, and enter into it with a new soul. Even a tear, offered for this person, has its weight and its value. Help your sister Maria, and he will help you more and more.